Book critic John Leonard has a review of a new novel called The Fur Hat by the Soviet emigre author Vladimir Voinovich. But it wasn't the book Leonard initially set out to tell us about.
I was going to review Astrophobia, a very long and inordinately ambitious new novel by the Russian emigre Sasha Sokolov, in which the 20th century is reimagined as if all the infamous Soviets, Stalin, Trotsky, Beria, Molotov, Brezhnev, and so on, had been Romanov blue bloods, aristocrats in a court of kinky Kremlin sex. I'm not kidding. Astrophobia purports to be the autobiography of one of them, in the style of Herzen, with a nod to Nabokov's Kinboat, King of Zembla, and parodies of everybody from Solzhenitsyn to Saul Bellow. But three things occurred to me. One, it would take longer for me to synopsize Sokolov's novel than it would take you to write one of your own. Two, the real world in Eastern Europe is a lot more interesting. And three, Astrophobia anyway is the sort of book another emigre writer, the humorist Vladimir Voinovich, is always making fun of as too fancy by half. Since Voinovich himself has a new book out, much shorter than Astrophobia, it's easier on all of us for me to review that one instead. The Fur Hat is simplicity itself. The Moscow Writers' Union announces that it will give out fur hats to loyal scribblers, the quality of hat depending on the quality of service to the state. A devoted hack writer named Yefim applies for one of these hats. If not sable or reindeer fawn, muskrat or marmot, at the very least a bunny rabbit. He gets instead a fluffy tomcat. After 11 novels, each with a title like Oiler, Avalanche, or Operation, all of them celebrating heroic proletarians, Yefim is insulted. Never before has he questioned the system. He demands respect. He bites off the finger of a Lenin Peace Prize laureate and a vice president of the World Peace Council. He's accused of terrorism. Until now, nobody seems to have noticed that he's Jewish. After some blackmail and other forms of hanky-panky, the state relents. Fin, feather, or fawn, they ask Yefim, but it's too late. Like Solzhenitsyn's The Oak and the Calf, The Fur Hat is a wonderful anthropology of the Soviet literary establishment. Sincere hacks, toadies and careerists, burnt-out cases, apparatchiks. Except, of course, that Voinovich mentions anti-Semitism, not something Solzhenitsyn's ever noticed. And Voinovich is funny, which Solzhenitsyn's not. Voinovich is usually compared to Gogol, because he writes short and makes jokes. These jokes about the Red Army and the housing shortage, collective farmers, secret police, and Moscow intellectuals who spend all night discussing the best way to have sex with a chicken got him kicked out of the Soviet Union in 1980. He's always seemed to me more cheerful than Gogol, a sicko, after all, who strangled cats. But the only fiction I know of that The Fur Hat resembles more than Gogol's The Nose is Melville's Bartleby the Scrivener. Melville was writing about Wall Street instead of Moscow, and that's instructive, too. Not only are their writers like our lawyers, but so are our writers like our lawyers. Therefore, all writers are alike, desperate for approval, capable on rare occasions of surprising dignity. Bartleby, asked to run an errand, declared his independence by saying that he'd prefer not to. Yefim bites a finger. Both have discovered their moral compass. By not trying so hard to write a long-winded masterpiece, an Astrophobia, Voinovich achieves a small and almost perfect gem.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Fur Hat by Vladimir Voinovich.